Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei. Chapter 3129. Listening to his competitors, Tatum felt that Enrique's mental endurance was not strong enough. He didn't know how many times he was hit. Grandma didn't like the food, so she asked him to make it again, and she made it again and again. Once, there was a dish that his grandma liked to eat. He remade it 10 times but could not satisfy her, so she simply gave up eating that dish. He didn't think it was a shadow but rather thought it was his shortcoming, letting him know that the food he cooked was not as good as he imagined. Continuous study and continuous progress will lead to today's Tatum. Not familiar with Enrique and being a competitor, Tatum didn't say anything and just acted as a loyal listener. Listening to Enrique nag about how long it took him to get out of the shadow of that comment. A few years later, I went to Orman's house to interview for the chef position for the second time. Enrique was nagging, but finally talked about his second interview. He said, "When I came for the second interview, Miss Ormond had become the real head of the Ormond family. She was really powerful. She was a girl, and she was young. Among the many people who harbored evil intentions, they could all control the Ormond family's company smoothly. When came to the interview for the second time, I no longer had as high hopes as the first time. The first time, I always thought that I was great and that my cooking skills were the best in the world. This time, I spent a lot of effort and passed the initial interview easily. I had to wait for several days for the re-examination because there were really many people who applied for the job the first 2 times, and only those who passed the initial interview entered the re-examination. There are several. So I had to queue up for the re-examination. Miss Ormond was very busy at work, and she didn't have time to go home for dinner every day, so the wait for the re-examination was even longer. At the time, I was the first person to receive a re-examination notice. I thought that I had been studying hard for many years and that my cooking skills had improved a lot. I would definitely pass the retest this time. But in one dish, I put the wrong seasonings, and the sugar was used as message. Needless to say, I failed again." Enrique laughed self-deprecatingly, "I was just too nervous to make such a low-level mistake. In that re-examination, I heard that Miss Orman still ate a little of the food I cooked. Although she was not very satisfied, at least she could eat it. But I made a stupid mistake. Whether it was caused by nervousness or other reasons, Miss Ormond is not allowed to make it." Tatum asked, "Could someone have changed your seasoning?" Enrique said, "There are so many people who want to join Ormond's family as chefs, and it is probably common for them to frame each other's competitors." Tatum knew that the workplace was like a business world, full of intrigues. Enrique's second re-examination may have been caused by someone altering the seasoning. "Won't." Enrique said it with certainty. "Mr. York, you have already gone for an interview. You know that we cook in the big kitchen at Ormond's house, with Kibot Letwaring he whole process. There is also surveillance in the kitchen. There are no blind spots at 360 degrees. The ingredients and seasonings we use are all prepared by the Ormond family. They won't change the seasonings or assist any interviewers. They don't have the patent, Miss Kmond will wrathless liary them out of the Ormond family mansion if she discovers them. Who would be willing to work there? The Ormond family's good benefits and high salary. Tatum, yes, I overlooked this point. Mr. Tran, then, I can only say that your relationship with the Ormond family is a bit shallow. That's my own reason. This time I come here, my self-confidence is stronger, and l hope I ean succeedal. I the time. T.L. Mockoke, could you imagine going to Ormond's house to be a chef? Mr. York, you are still so young, you can work in a big hotel or start your own business. He came to the interview in search of money and fame. Tatum smiled and said, challenging. Mr. Tran, don't you think this is a very challenging job for us? Chapter 3130. Tatum added, I'm still young, and I'm not in a hurry to start a business. I heard about Ormond's job as a chef. It's very challenging. It's a job that could test my cooking skills. Being able to join Ormond's will bring me a little fame. It will help me whether I am looking for a job or starting a business in the future. After finishing speaking, Tatum asked Enrique, Mr. Tran, do you think so? Are you here for the challenge and fame like me? Enrique was stunned for a moment, then smiled and said, yes, being able to join Ormond's family as a chef is quite famous. Me too. I also hope that the salary and benefits provided by the Ormond family are good. I need money. Tatum nodded in understanding, thinking that the Ormond family's salary was comparable to that of senior white-collar workers in large groups. The waiter brought the coffee and several snacks requested by the three people. Emery tried the snacks first. She ate them slowly, as if trying to taste the ingredients inside. Tatum guessed that this young girl liked to make snacks. The dim sum at this hotel was so delicious that she wanted to rely on her sense of taste to taste other people's ingredients and then go back and study it herself. She often did this too. She studied cooking and had great tastes. Dad, the dim sum here is really good. You can try it. Emery said to her father and then called Tatum, Mr. York, you should try it too. Tatum declined her kindness, saying, I don't like desserts. As a result, snacks were his least favorite. In the morning, he passed the preliminary test using the snacks he was least good at. Tatum was full of confidence for the retest tomorrow. If he failed in the re-examination, Tatum was silent, and he wanted to learn from Enrique. If he failed once, he would come twice or three times, and he would always succeed in breaking into the Ormond family's mansion. Novel bin. This way, he could pass the tower near the water and get the moon first. First, get to know Elora well, figure out her character, and see if she is worth pursuing, marrying, and spending the rest of his life with. However, with such a picky mouth, if he really has a wife who will live a lifetime, he may need to study new recipes all the time in order to make his wife eat for a lifetime. Well, this one is even more challenging. Enrique tasted the snack, nodded, and said, it's pretty good. It has an advantage over what you made. Taste it well and explore it yourself when you go back. Emery nodded. Influenced by her father, she also liked to study cooking skills, Bubshul Vyaskotl 160 UG. No matter how studious she was, her abilities were limited. This time, she accompanied her father to take it ex gimbecus ad one fetz to the world. It's a pity that she couldn't follow her father when he was taking the exam. She could only wait at the gate to Ormond's Manor. For the first time, she saw the luxury of a truly wealthy family. Ormond House was an oct cat covered an eerily large area. She couldn't go in. Even when she looked out the door, she felt luxurious and majestic. Some people were really born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Emery was fiercely envious of Miss Ormond. End of chapters 3129 to 3130 of Married at First Sight. Please wait for the next chapters. And in the meantime, don't leave the website, you can listen to other famous novel titles such as Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.